Shailam learned Kuf Pei Hei. Just want to focus on one Ramon Kuf Pei Hei about Sarasras, Shadchanim. I would like to discuss, try to be Magdir, what exactly is the Pu'ula of a Sarasin or Shadchan. What is his job description? What exactly does he need to do? You'll see that there are many possibilities, variations, combinations thereof of exactly what a shatchan's job is. Tevelt says a shatchan is Rashitevis Sheka Deva Vekesef Noitel. That's the job of a shatchan. Am I myself a shatchan, yeah? But we try to be magdiv. Kipshuta, let's start off with simple. Kipshuta, a job of a shatchan or a broker is to find a prospective match. It means if I'm a boy, I'm looking for a kala, so to suggest a shidduch, to get me a kala who'd be masking to marry me. It's a hard job. If I'd be a broker, if I need to sell a piece of real estate, so the job of a broker would be is to find a buyer who's willing to buy my piece of property. To find somebody, and not just to find that person, but to convince that person to actually go through with the deal, to convince that person to try to buy the thing off me. But you're going to see that that's not so pashut. And let's just play it out. For example, let's say I market my house. I want to sell my house for $500,000. That's what I'm looking for. Whatever the terms I tell my broker that I'm looking for, and Morty comes along and finds me somebody for $500,000 willing to match everything I ask for. I'm trying to think, you know, he did that awfully quick. You know what? I changed my mind. It's worth either more than $500,000. I'm choiza. I don't want to sell it anymore for $500,000. I want to think about it. And I go ahead and I undercut him, and behind his back, I go and sell it with a different broker for more money. $600,000, whatever it is. Do I owe him commission? Lamaisa, I asked him to sell my house for $500,000. He brought me such a kaina that I wanted. He did his job. His job is to find me such a kind. He did his job. So at that point, I should be chayiv l'chayir to pay him that money. Or let's say, bastam, I changed my mind. You know what? I decided I'm not moving b'chlal. I like it here. I'm not moving at all. So it's nice that I decided to change my mind. But he l'maisa brought me a buyer who's willing to fulfill, satisfy every term I needed in selling this house. Lamaisa, he did his job. His job is to find such a buyer. He did his job. So Lachai should be mechuyif to pay him his sarasris. Lamasha, let's say I hire a painter to paint my house. And after he paints my house, I decide, you know, I decide this room really shouldn't be brown. I think it should have been lavender. It's very nice. I can change my mind. I hire him again to paint again. I'll pay him a second time. It doesn't excuse me from paying him the first time. He did his job. His job was to paint. Or then I said, you know what? I realize it's too magushim dik oilam azeh. I shouldn't have painted my house. So therefore what? I still owe him the money. I hired him to paint my house and he painted my house. So if I hire somebody to find me a buyer and he finds me the buyer, who cares what I decide later on? L'chai, I should be mechuyif to pay him.
The deal. So
now you're saying something more. Okay, we'll get to it. Elamai ganataina, that Lechaira, his job is taka to find a buyer. That's his job. But Sheitzachit, like sort of an implicit understanding, I'm not holding by selling the house to him, I'm not holding by paying him his chiris, his brokerage, unless taka I go through the deal. I don't have anything from a buyer who I decide not to sell my house to. So therefore, maybe because it's kilo tonight, his job is to find a buyer, which he found, but only it's an understanding that it's with tonight that I take a go through with the deal. If the deal never happens, then avada I shouldn't be kilo tonight me b'chutz. It's understanding I dava pashut that I wouldn't do that, even though it doesn't change b'etzim his job. His job description still is just to find me a buyer, but it's with tonight, of course, that I end up going through with the deal. Ki do the ilum so the chuvitz harash. And the Tshuva Zarash already done such a shailah that a person was matziah a deal, and the person, or a shidduch, and then the person backed out. Lebesoif, he backed out. And the true Zerosh says it's doimit to a case of Yerod Lahatzav Elohitzel, Shein Loya Leschar Tirchoy, Shaholach Vedabe Bishviloi, Veloy Dome Sasrusa. He won't get his full Sarsus amount, he won't get his full brokerage fee. But what he'll get is Chartircha. Lamaisi was Matriach himself. Savad, I'll have to pay him his Chartircha. But he won't get his full amount because it's like Yorod Lahatzil Veloy Hitzim. L'chayr, the way we understand what a Sarsar is, that he has to be Matziah or Koino, or Matziah or Shatchin to Matziah or Shidduch, it's not Yorod Lahatzil Veloy Hitzil. It's Yorod Lahatzil Vihitzil. He did his full job. And for some reason, I didn't want to carry through with the deal. So the rush is tushal, for shteitzach is not a good tushal. It's nothing to do with yard latzav v'lo yitzil. And even if you tell me there's a tanai bim bachutz, like understanding that if I don't go through the job, I'm not paying him, it's still nothing to do with yard latzav. It's yard latzav v'hitzil. Just for some reason, there's a tanai here that avad, I'm not paying him unless I carry through with the deal. Elachokach, what you see in the rush is, so what you're trying to say is, what you see in the rush is that, even though I wouldn't have said this, is that a shatkin's job is not just to provide, suggest a koina and be mashachnea a koina, but it's also to be mamzi a koina that actually is koina. It's not, even though that's chelik lecher is a shtickel lav biyodi, but it's not just that he has to get me a buyer who's willing to buy a house, but he has to, the buyer actually has to buy the house. That is part of the thing. Not just a tnai, it's you have to be mamzi a koina, not mamzi a suggestion, you have to be mamzi a koina. And vivaydi was not koina, you want mamzi a koina. I'm going to get to, he doesn't change from his tusha, but that is his word. Sorry? God, the rush should lush in his name. He did send him. Okay, the Ramah maybe. 1 second. The rush says, let you send him. Sorry? We're going to get, okay, I'm just going to flesh it out. I just want to bring out from the rush, right? Elamai, what you see from the Rosh is that the din of Sarsri, so Shatchanis, is to be mamzi, not to be matziya a koina, not just to be mashachnea a koina, but you have to be mamzi a koina that actually is koina. Vayis tais. It means he has to carry through with the deal, whatever it takes.
He has to carry through. How does he carry that?
100%. That's why I said, I preface that, if up to me, I wouldn't have said it, but Lamai says that's the Chayr Mavu in the Rosh, that it's like your lats of a Leitzel.
Your lats is also not always be you that to be Matzel. But your lats is also always not be you that. It's also an outside thing that he can't say.
Well, he can try, but he has to do his full or whatever he could do. Then the Rosh makes this chilek that the Eilim is saying, correct, that the Rosh makes a chilek, that Ventzuch, the Rosh says, that Bishlam a yard lahatzav alo hitzel. So they say that the pole didn't carry through. Maybe it was la biyodi to carry through, but lemaisi he didn't carry through with his job. And Shenkin over here, the reason why the Shatchin or the Sarsa didn't carry through with his job is because I didn't allow him to carry. I prevented him. But had I not got in the way, Avad, he would have feared Ois and had not just being Matzia Koina, not just Mishachnea Koina, but Bimamsia Koina that was Koina. He would have carried through in everything. So, Dr. Rosh, for that reason, I should talk, it's Cholik from Yod Latzot. For that reason, I should have to pay him his Shatchonis. That's what the Rosh means. Lamashal, if a guy is Yod Lahatzel and he's bringing my Chamor back to the shore and I stop him, I throw him back into the water, I prevent him from coming onto the shore, onto the beach. So Avada, Dr. Rosh, I'm going to be Chayv. He was Lo Yitzel. Avada was Lo Yitzel. He was only Lo Yitzel because I prevent him from being Lo Yitzel. But Avada Mitzi Doi, he was holding by finishing the Malacha. So that is, part of the Chelek. It means the Rosh. This maybe answers your a little bit what Yael is bothered, but what I'm bothered by we also let is that we that chilek's not beyond. The third is as long as he's carrying through and doing whatever he could, and it would taka be mis nigmar, then avada I would be chayv. It's still a yerd lats of leitzel. Maizi was a loyitzel, but since the minia was because of me, so then I would be chayv in his chiris. I mean, the marshal, going back to the painter marshal, I want to use this marshal a few times today. A painter, a guy paints my house, and before it dries, I come along and I wipe the walls. So I'm going to tell him, you're not going to get paid. because Lamaisa, you didn't paint my house. It's not dry. My house was never painted. Hagam Taki's job is to make sure my house is dry paint also. Much if in the drawing something goes wrong, I won't pay, right? But Lamaisa Gered is the mini was because of me. Mitzidai, he would have finished his job if it was not for me. Mamela, I would be chayev for his shatchonis or schiris or pool or whatever he did. Then comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh says that it's true, but Grad, his case was different. His case was that the minir that the Balabais did is not his fault, because he was a Sinai. He didn't like this prospective buy. He didn't like Levi. It was his Sinai. Mamela, since it was a Sinai, even though it's an Ika, but it's another Ika Machmas Pshia, and Mamela, he will have a right to back out or not pay. It's not considered. It means it's back to the drawing board. It's like Yard Lahatzav Lahitza, because the Maisi was Lahitza. He didn't bring me a Koina. That Koina I didn't want. It's understood. It's a non-Sahadi. No one would want to sell his land to a Sinai. I'm a male. He didn't bring me such a Koina that I was interested in. I'm a male. I don't have to pay him. It's a Dr. Rosh. At the end of the day, what comes out of the Rosh is pretty clear, going back to our Shaila, that if I'll put up my house for sale, and a broker will bring me a buyer who's willing to be my mali or my tnoyim, and then I decide to sell it to someone else for a higher price or decide to back out altogether, I will be chayiv to pay the brokerage fee. Because the only heta, the only way out the Rosh had was because he was a sinai. Okay, that's unusual, Baruch Hashem. And in a normal situation where the guy backed out for all other reasons, he will be chayiv to pay his brokerage fee because the broker did what he did, and he would have feared ois even the buying of it as well, if not for the fact that the seller backed out. So it's the ik of machmas hamecha, and mamel he'd be chayv to pay. Which is a davar chodesh, I'm saying, in terms of a minig. You have to know what the minig is. See, I don't know what the minig is, but it's a davar chodesh that v'chay gam, and the yitaka would be paying.
It's very not common to know exactly for sure that it's going to go through.
What do you mean?
There's so many other ikum that could come up later.
Okay, no one could be novia, but Bederkatevi, he signed the contract. He was willing to, gave the deposit to the broker. He was willing to carry through with the deal, and all of a sudden the seller backs out.
Or should
have collected. Nadi Buda says it's a little more difficult, and from even more reason than Nadi Buda says. But I know, but okay. Okay, I have.
Over here, you tell it back as a percentage of the money I get.
Right.
So maybe there it's like a tonight that it has to actually get
that. But you see, from the Rosh, not just a tonight, and they also pashas. Shatkanas Lechayr was also Lechayr pashas. Yeah, but that's secondary. It's only why you don't pay him Schar Tircha. I don't know if I'm going to get to it today. You have to know what he wants. Okay, Agav, you have to know what Pshat in the Rosh is. I'm going to just leave you with a Machshava. I want to know. I had this Maisa Shain already. Emol, people call me up that a guy he's a buyer. He wants to buy next door. He wants to buy. I don't know. He wants to rent out his pool. And if a shin in the shailas, and the person calls me up with a shaila, is it nekama not to rent it out or not to sell him that item because he's his enemy? Because he, you know, last year did something to him. He baveled him last year, and if he doesn't want to do it, is he even nekama? Kipshuti, you would say about it's nekama, right? So you're taking revenge. You would have done it. The only reason why you're not doing it because he bothered you last year. So it's interesting in the Rosh that this seller is getting away called, no brown, getting away. Why isn't he selling to this guy? Because the guy's a sign. It should be in the comma. I love the rice, huh?
Maybe he's a Thai. Maybe he's a Balveir.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's a Balveir.
That's not what the Rosh said, by the way. That's not what the Rosh says. Look at the Rosh. He says, Ka'ari Ari Alav. He's like a lying to me. That's what the Rosh says. He's quoting a Gemara, because the Gemara says, by the Isha, which was duped, also he's demon to me like an Ari. It's because it's nothing to do with Ruchnias, it has to do with Gashmias. He ba'avult me, and because he...
He's scared.
So, no, the Ari, he's domus alike Ari. Right. Yeah, but it's what the Gemara says, by... I'll tell you like this. If a cellular marshal wants to do Nekama, and it's a lav deraisa, I think that he will be chayv to pay the Meis Harsris. And I'll tell you why. Because he's a Pesheya. He's supposed to. So how could you tell me that he's not a Pesheya and it's an Oini? It's like Anan Tzadi. I didn't want to sell to such a person. If it's a Lav Deraisa, you're going to say like Anan Tzadi, every Yid wants to be over a Lav Deraisa. I could say, no, maybe I thought that you were normal and you don't want to be over a Lav. And I presented you a normal Koina and you have no right to back out and you have to work on your meters and go to ask your Rav to have what Chatosi Avisa Peshati should do in your Kavonis and sell it to this guy. And the Ma you see from the Rosh, you're not even the common and needs a beer and it's not for now. Okay, fine, very good. I gotta think you're right, but it's not for now. All right, let's move on. Let me have the choices. Or? The Rosh is a kasha. The Rosh is a kasha. Let's go through the Rosh. The Rosh said that if you backed out your lots of lohitzel, so you pay him the mei tirchoy, not the mei sasurusoy. Are you going to say his hair is cholok because the ego is makos apshay, so you should pay more than the mei tirchoy? You should pay the mei sasurusoy. So, I'm just quoting over Rosh. So the Rosh is because.
Maybe the whole Rosh don't learn about.
Oh, so maybe it could be Maka Kumanaka Kabobota. I'm asking to you'll see. We're gonna get to it. So you have to know how much of the job is left. And the Hanami.
It could take 4 months.
So whatever that will be up to the dying to shuts up. What is Kabobaton? All right, let's do the Ramah. The Ramah has a case that Reuven want to have a house to sell. The Shimon it's wrong to Saddam. Basically, quotes over the Chuvus Harosh with some slight variations. Most notably, the first variation is, the Ikka variation is that all of a sudden he introduced that there's somebody else, that he hired a second Shatkin to finish up the deal. It wasn't like the case that the Rosh was. The Rosh had a case where he himself, he said he's a Sinai, and then he, behind the guy's back, he feared he's the deal himself. And B'chai Gavna, the Rosh says that in the Ramois, Navadi gonna have to be chayv to pay him his Dumei Sarsas. The Ramo introduced that he sold it Ayidei Achea, Ayidei Sarsas Sheni. So Nodi Biudu Piskachiva brings down. Nodi Biudu already jumps on the Rosh and says that it's not exactly what the Rosh said, jumps on the Ramo. And he said in the Tzvara also it's not true. He said Bishlam, the guy sold it by himself. So it's clear that it was just Ramois. For sure, because you see, he was willing to sell it to this guy. So what's the problem? But in the case of Ramo, where there was a second guy who came in, maybe the second guy pulled dice on the Moicha to convince him to be Mevatal and work on his Midas and break his sinner and sell it to this guy anyway. So the second guy pulled dice. So since the second guy pulled dice, why are you giving the first guy his Sarsaris for? The Ramo just means to say that you give him his chelik, as I says, like a maschil. He doesn't say the word maschil, but you give him his chelik of what he started off the job. And you're not going to give him a normal sarsaris, because that guy needed the sheni. The sheni was the one who mamish tied the deal together. The first guy didn't. So Mamela only going to give the first guy a shtickle of the sarsaris, but not a real sarsaris. As well as the Noid Yehuda. And then the Noid Yehuda is Maisif, that even if he would bring the second guy, Bera Mois, that he could have. The first guy could have finished the deal. He should have finished the deal by himself or with the first guy, whatever it is. And he introduced the second guy, Shalekid, and it was Ramois. Nevertheless, Zakta Nadi Behuda, that you can't have a time, maybe Tarumis you could have on the first guy, on the seller, but you won't be able to be mechayiv him to pay the first guy his full sasiris, is because the mice is the second guy was the one who completed the deal. It's only like a Menias HaRevach. I was going with a Menias HaRevach. Besides, it's a Menias HaRevach, so you'll have a Gromo, Tarumis, but more than that, you're not going to have. This is like the Noid Biyuda. The $1 million cash I'm sure everyone had on the Noid Biyuda is Gromo. What Gromo? We're not talking about Gromo here. I hire a worker to do a job, and I'm a Memza HaMalach, I'm a Choyzer from the job. So you want to know, do I have to pay the payal? You don't dan grom. I mean, God is partial grom is too, but it's not, that's a vote. The vote is that you choyze bemta yoyim. He's a God, he's a kablam probably, not a payal. But either way, you choyze bemta yoyim, you chayv to pay him skor of mishalim. What's skor of mishalim? It's like the gemara kapal, but the skor of mishalim. You have to pay him his full amount, deduct whatever time or tircha he saved by not finishing the job, so you deduct that off his pay. By Shatkanim today, probably you don't deduct anything. I'm sure they're more happy to go through with the deal and spend that extra 10 minutes phone calls, or even an hour, or 3 hours, or 10 hours, that they get the cover that they did a shidduch and they did another deal and another house sold by Remax. It's for sure that's worth, you know, enough to cover any extra tircha I need to finish up the deal. You don't mind, I keep on doing this. I'm giving you, this is publicity.
I'm mine.
Are you mine? What's Imperial? Or Imperial, I'm sorry. Okay, Imperial, I'm sorry, I'm childish, yeah. Avadi, you have to pay. Avadi, you have to pay Kapoba. What's going on? There's a Chuvis Marabil in Chelik Dalid. Simon Yudalid Marabil has a case where a person, where City Nebuk the Melech was going to Mechis on the city, Gefeluch and Mechis. So they sent Reuven, who is familiar, you know, comfortable, friendly with the king, with the palace, with the powers that may be. They sent him to go to the palace and be mevatel the gzera. And if he's mevatel the gzera, they'll give him a half a ruble for every thing that they sell. I got to, till he's paid up 1,000, whatever it was, whatever currency it was. And sure enough, Reuven went and was pulled dice and he repealed the new tax. But there's still an old tax that was still lingering. And while he's in the middle of trying to be pulled to repeal that tax as well, the city decided to send Shimon, and Shimon went and repealed that old tax. So now Reuven said, okay, pay me my job, because he shouldn't have introduced Shimon here. I was able and capable, and I was in Mahalik trying to do that, and give me still that one half of a dollar for everything you sell, or whatever it was. And the city said, L'maisegred, you didn't do it. Shimon did it, so why should we pay you? Zoktumar Bil, Avada, Reuven's right. And you have to pay him his full schar, because the ma'isa is, it's poil bem tamalacha. If you wouldn't have introduced Shimon, Reuven would have been able to finish, Beder Chatevi would have been able to finish his pe'ula and repeal that first tax as well. And memela, Avad, you're going to be chayiv to pay him. It's not a dan gromis, it's kapol, you pay him like a poil. You chayiv bem tamalacha, Avad, you have to pay him. There's a tshuva, it's Yadav Shomaisha, Cheshem Mishvat Lamenches. He has a similar case. His case was that they, Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim, that they needed money. So what they did was they sent a person, a shliach, shlicha derabbanan, to go into the Gaila, to the diaspora, and try to collect money and funds. And he gets a percentage of what he collects. And they made a deal that he is going to represent the Kila Kadaisha and no one else. And after they sent him, then they sent another shliach to another place. And Reuven, the first shliach, says, achutzpah, because I was supposed to get, let's say, 10% of everything I raise, everything I. And all of a sudden, you sent someone else. Had you not sent someone else, I would have been able to raise more money. So I would have been able to make more 10%. So the other, Avadi Yichai. Yeah, that was my legs on it. First I go to Italy, then I go to Turkey, then I go around. Right, and you cut me short, you sent that guy, it's not fair. Zoktu Yad Havadi, he's right. You have to pay him 10% of all the funds that he could have earned. Because you were chayzer b'chatzi ayayim, just because you got someone else. So what's going on over here? How come over here, does the Nut Yavid says, no, he's not worried about Pula b'chalal, chayzer b'chatzi ayayim, that doesn't bother him. He's hadn't only grammas, he took his minis or ever, because only a grammas he should be bothered. Ba'ifin, the who? Yeah, so Taichadar, if he touches on this. Yeah. I'm going to get to it. So, Lamei Zagret, L'chayr, you could have learnt now the Ramah Kepshutai. Means, notwithstanding the Noida B'yudi, you could say that which Ramah says, you're paying with sarceris, it's not a problem. In fact, the Navidi introduced a second guy. Why am I paying a sarceris for? And Nechnami introduced a second guy, but I still have to pay a sarceris mishulam, even though the second guy did a chelik of the work. Because Lamaisis, the first guy, had the ability to finish the work himself. And I have to pay him skara mishulam. I, Lamaisa, Geret, you know, he didn't do the work good, so I'll deduct maybe kapal bata, but Lamaisa, Geret, I would have to pay him a sarceris shalom for the work that he did. Lamaisa, I was chesed b'katzi ayayim. Then what?
The mokum that the Balbais has worked for the coil and doesn't let him do it, there's no coil about it.
So what is it?
No,
Oh, give him a shot. Oh, fine. Oh, you're making him stronger. Fine. Then the Nedibidu goes. Sorry? Okay. By Yer, you have to know what the Ramah is talking about. The Rosh is clearly talking about we Shalach HaShliach, notwithstanding what the Elam is saying. But in the Ramah, I understand. And in the Ramah itself, you could Taka learn either way. In the Shail of Rav Moshe Taka was Ma'ir that it's different, and Rav Moshe goes through all Arichas. God, Rav Moshe doesn't bring down the Truva of the Shail, but the Shail has a Sefer. And if you look up in his Sefer, you'll see his whole Truva. Basically, Rav Moshe is taking apart piece by piece. And you got the whole big... and God, he over there quotes the Truvas Rav Moshe verbatim as well. But you see the whole picture over there. Naftali Hertz Baumel or something? Yeah, it's a Sefer. I saw it. Okay. Anyway, Bekitza, so over there, he's Ma'ir that L'chay the Ramah is a bit different in this respect as well. But you could, nice, you could learn Ramah either way. And I want to be moist of a shtickle. Is that, you know, a year is like this. I'm sitting home. I'm sitting in the base medrash. And someone comes to my house and does my gardening, paints my house. So that guy is a yoyed. You know, by a shidduch, and I saw different lashanis, and this is Tamar Shalom throwing out today, because see, everyone cuts it slightly different. A guy calls me up, and he has a shidduch for my son, so-and-so. You know, I should look into it. I call him back. Yeah, it looks like a good shidduch. Yeah, I'm asking him to go ahead. Was that guy a yoyed? Or that guy was a poil? See, when I... Certainly, everyone says, if I call the shatkan up, I say, do you have a shidduch for me? Even though I don't want to discuss amounts, I'd rather he's my poel. I hired him. I didn't discuss prices. I'm hiring Kistam, whatever the noyeg is. But I zicha hired the guy to do the pula.
What's a yerid b'shus?
Sorry?
What's the case of yerid
b'shus? So there are different cases of yerid b'shus. Either it was a sada suyalita. That's like a simple case. Sorry? Okay, fine.
Oh, so,
good one.
Sorry?
I understand they're going. I understand. I'm saying the Ramah could go. I'm just saying you have to know how wide to take what's here. Right now, if I told him, go ahead with the shidduch, so why is that a yard? If I tell him, okay, go ahead, and he calls me up, and he brings his truck, and he's about to put down the, what is it, mulch or seeding or whatever. I said, yeah, go ahead. It's a good idea. Go ahead. So that's a yard or that's a poil? That's a yard b'shus? I didn't hire him, I just told him to go down. Let's say I saw him by my neighbor and I said, do me a favor, go, yeah, put down mulch here too. That's a yerbishus, that's a pile. So now he parked his truck in front of me, but he was going to my neighbor and I cut him off. He didn't start anything, he didn't do anything. He called me up and he says, I have a shidduch for you. And remember, let's just get clear. The pool of a shatkin is, at least at this point in time, the pool of a shatkin is to find shekenegdoi. Find me a buyer. So he calls me up and he tells me he thinks Levi would be a good buyer. Or he told me he thinks he doesn't want to tell me the name, doesn't want to disclose the secret who it is because I could undercut him out. So he thinks he has a buyer for me. Would I want him to be matzia the house to that buyer? I say yes. He goes to the buyer and he's meshachne that buyer. So what was his pula that he's doing for me? To be meshachne that buyer. And I instructed him, yes, go ahead and be meshachne that buyer. Okay, so Yoinason and called me up and said that he could sell my house. A painter calls me up. Do you need a house to be painted? I say, yeah. How much is it? It's $1,000 when you're coming Monday. He comes Monday. He was a Yoyed or a Poyel? I think every shakun offers himself as a Poyel. Every painter offers himself as a Poyel. You're offering himself to do a job, and I instruct him, go ahead and do it.
The painter doesn't shop, you have a tanner. The shakun doesn't make a call, you have a tanner.
Sorry? The only is that we already had a din Torah. A guy called us up. He wants to send us money that a girl said no to him. And he wants to imagine the girl. I'm telling a true story. That how come she said no to him? See, the Velt has everyone. It's not a good rhyme. Okay, fine. We're going to see. We'll flesh it out. You'll see it's not so bad. Everyone has a different thing. Well, I saw one tshuva who was mechalek, that the person called me up and said, I have a shidduch for you. And I said, yes, then he's a yerd. If he says, could I read you a shidduch? And I said, yes. And then he tells me the name, then I'm a poyel. I don't know where to draw the line. But okay, let's fine.
You can't use the second shotgun. If you ask for one person to find you a girl, you can't go to a second person.
If you didn't find me a girl, yes. Like the Rosh said, the minute I find... But like the Azayvayr, I understand that until I instruct him to go to get that specific girl, it's more like, okay, you could go find me a girl. I hear so that, okay.
I mean, that's the job.
But I think it's understood that we have, like the Rosh says, it's understood that a person tries to get as many shotgunim as he can to try to get to find the right one. But now that I have this girl, and then I stop in the middle and I get a different shotgun on this very girl. Right, the Nadi Bidu goes, oh boy, the Nadi Bidu goes, this is going to be overtime here. The Nadi Bidu goes further to say at kedekach that it's meitzah b'chayim that I hire a shatkin, have a shatkin, and in the middle I decide to bring in my oyevim or kravim or uncle or whatever it is to finish the deal. And nevertheless, the Nadi Bidu says avado, yeah, no problem. You're allowed to bring in somebody else. Okay, maybe Ramois or whatever it is, but there's no problem. You're allowed to bring in another. Even if the first guy had the ability to tie the deal, to close the deal, no problem. I could bring in another person. It's not a problem. You could have only tarumis, as long as no ramois. It's not a problem. And also, look, what does Nadi Bidu want? L'chayi bin chayzer b'chatzi ayam b'em tal malacham. That's l'chayi the $1 million kasha neivir. What's going on? So there's a tshuva beis shleima. The tshuva beis shleima. I don't know if the elam saw it, but in chayish mishpat samach gimel, the beis shleima has the following case. It's also sarceress, but it's a little different. It's a salesman sarceress. I give him an item to sell, a peddler, and he goes, sells the item. And be'emzahamalacha, he's in the middle trying to sell this item. He's peddling, he's setting up his wares, he's setting up shop. And in the middle, I decide to be chayza. I give him a esregim to sell in the yeshiva's parking lot. And mamish, you know, a few days before Yontov, he set up and he rented the booth and he did everything. I come and say, I'm chayza, shkoich for preparing everything. I don't need you anymore. You could leave. I'll just take over the booth right now. And it's not a problem. So the Beis Shleima wants to know, are you allowed to be chayza on Bem Taham Alokha? Zokta Beis Shleima, a chiddush din, he shpars the dice, he falls away from his raya, but he says, Pashid as far as he says, Avad b'chagavna, I'm allowed to be chayza b'chatzi ayin. Why? Normally, when I hire a poel, the job is in the poel, it's like out of my control. So, mameila, it's up to him to finish the job. So, whatever he could do, I can't stop him in the middle. If I'm stopping him, Avad, I'm being chayza b'chatzi ayin. But over here, if this peddler wants to sell my esrig, he needs my das. He needs my das on the shalek to sell. Chutz from his maisa pool of setting up a shop and doing all the uvda that he needs to do. But he needs my das on the shalek. He needs my das makna to be able to work, right? So if I wanted to, I could tell him, you know what? Keep on selling the esregim, keep on selling the lulavim. It's a great idea. Just I have no das that you should be my shalek to sell, and I have no das to sell. You could do, go through the motions, do whatever you want to do. I'm not being chayz on you, b'chal. You could do whatever you want. I'm not giving that ingredient that you need from me, the das makted or das shlichas. That chelik I'm taking away. Zok to beis shleim, it's a davar parshut. You can't force a person. So to the extent, which I understand what he means to say, to the extent I could pull that link out, so a chain is only as strong as the weakest link. You're right, I'm not being crazy in the malacha. I'm just taking away that smack. So memela, you're useless. You're helpless. So memela, avada, kilo, it's understood mitchila that avada have a right to be crazy whenever I want. Because you always need to come on to me to fear ois the malacha.
I can ask you to come into my house, a painter.
I'm going to get to it. We'll get to it. Huh? Because what I hired you is for the pu'ula, and that pu'ula I'm not being chayzer from.
The pu'ula wasn't something.
We'll get it. So Mamela Bezoi, Loita Nadi viewed this case as well. It's very gishmak. Even if it was not a peddler, it's a broker, it's an agent. You could sell my house, you could sign the contract, you could do whatever you want, but I'm not putting my signature to that guy. You could do, no problem, I want you to continue, sell my house. But I'm not, Lamai Segeret, going to be masking to the Mechi. I'm not being crazy what you're doing, do your job. But, and be Meshachne, the Koine, bring him here, do whatever you want. But I'm not adding that ingredient of being Das Makna here. So memela, you're useless. So if you're useless, and it's understood mitchila that avada, that wasn't the deal. It means avada have the right to pull the string whenever I want. Because anyway, I'm the bailam here. Like Akash Baruch Hu, like the Rashi says, he's a Yerachetz, and even when the Chetz is going, he can stop it any time. So that guy was a Yerachetz. That guy's Askos Malach. But Lamaisa could stop it for other reasons. The Gemara says, you know, when you can be chayz with the star, with the Mekach and Mechira, so you can be chayz on one. Mamela, the whole thing is bottled. You can do your job. I'm just being chayz on my chelik that you need from me. I'm not, you could do it, but I'm, that chelik, to Mamela, I'm in control, to me, I'm allowed to be chayz. No, it's not only that. It's understood that that's the muhus of the malach that you're doing. Right. And zokt, zokt, and he fears ois, like this. The ayin birama kuf pehei sivav, or beshut noy de biyuda tinyana cheshen mishpat mem zayin. Now, if you look up cheshen mishpat mem zayin, lochay is no tushtel, lochay is a toy saifi, it means cheshen mishpat lamed vav, and he means it's saying that that's prana de biyuda. You see the noy de biyuda nemdo on the baisar says, you're allowed to be chayza, bechatzi ayom, no problem, only grom is he worried about all the things, but he's not worried about being chayza bechatzi ayom aloko, so lochay that would be prana de noy de biyuda.
Why is
it the lack in the house? I'm going to get to it. Now, what does it mean by the Ramah? Lachay means by the Ramah, also he has a right from the Ramah, because the Ramah has a case, the man nemzon teichadvarav, that chelik, that first step was no problem. It was no problem that Ruvain should decide that I don't want to sell to Levi because he's my sonei. So he had the right to stop the mechira, and he doesn't have to pay. He only being fooled him is because at the end he ended up carrying through with the deal, and it was only tarumis. But without that chelik, the Ramah was happy that he had the right to stop the mechira and not pay the tzarsis. So you see that even from the Ramah, you see that you have a right to stop whenever you want, and you don't have a problem of being chayza b'am tzal malacha. L'chayr, that's what he means. The problem is that what the Olam is being worried is that you look up the Rosh says, Pukfakat. The Rosh says, the only reason why you're allowed to stop because of a soinei, because it's understood that it's not even considered a pshia, it's an oinei, everyone doesn't want to sell to a soinei, that's understood. But without that, avad you would be chayiv. And the Rosh even says, it's like Yerod Lahatzel with you and Menei, and if the Igav is machmascha, so avad you're going to be chayiv. So what does he want? The Chayiv calls man the Igav is machmascha, and this is the Chayiv, the Igav machmascha. What does he want? Avad you should be chayiv. Means why didn't the Rosh say the same thing? The Rosh should say, no, you're not chayiv. Even though the Igav machmascha, because he always hold it back. I mean, what was the Igav? I don't want to carry through with the deal.
There he finished the job.
He finished the job too. He did the same thing.
Here he's backing out. The Shazis wasn't backing out in the middle.
I've set up my weirs. I did everything. That is the middle. What's a chiluk when? The vart is.
There's no buyer yet.
I don't know if there's no buyers. The people were looking.
Right.
The vart is that he could finish now, fearize the deal, right? Either one, I could fearize the deal. Give me another 3 minutes and I'll have money in your hand, right? And I could finish the deal. Probably you could finish the deal by selling the lulavim faster than closing on a deal of a house. But the vart is. I don't know, maybe Adabai, he doesn't say, he just said you could be chayz b'chasiyah malacha, that's all. Okay, so I want to suggest the following chilek. I want to give a hagdara, because I buy a paint, I could also lock my house, right? If any time an oyman has to do a job on my premises, so it's also be other for me to stop him. I'll just lock my door, I'll never be able to get it. And that avada, we don't say, right? Avada, that's not what the Beis Shleima meant. So what did the Beis Shleima mean? So I just want to be magdir at l'chayr achilik between the Rosh and the Beis Shleima. In the case of the Rosh, you aren't my shliach to sell the item. You are sarset to try to find the koina, right? Your pool is to be to find the koina, meshachnei a koina, to buy it, to be mamzi a koina, we'll say even stronger, to be mamzi a koina. You have nothing to do with me. Your end is only to worry about a buyer. Your end is not to worry about the moicha. I'll take care of myself. Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. I need you to find me a buyer and get me a buyer. Get me a koina. Your deal is only mitzad the koina. So in that case, granda, I could figure out ways to torpedo the deal and intercept. But lemay cigarette, you are capable 100%. You're fully empowered and able and capable of finishing the deal. What you need to do, your job is mitzad the koina. Your koina could do everything, could buy, could do everything. I'm just torpedoing the deal mitzid that I'm not going to sell. So mameli has nothing to buy. B'chagav na'avado, Dr. Raj, I'm being ma'akif his malach and avada, I'm going to be chayiv. What the case of Beis Shleima was is where I sent the poel to sell. His deal is not just to find a buyer. His deal is actually to sell the item. That means he needs to represent the seller as well. For him to do the pula of selling, I also need to be part of that, because I have to give him that koyach hashlichus to sell. You need me to fear ois, your malacha. So to the extent I could stop you, because you need me, and I don't want to finish, I don't want to provide, contribute my chelik to the deal, and you can't do it without me. So mamela, your malacha that you are hired to do, you are not empowered to do it alone. So mamela, vada ki b'chayza, whenever I want. Sarsaris, the normal sarsaris that we're talking about, I don't need your das makna, I don't need your shlichas. You're only mitzad the koina, that's all you are, to be mashachne the koina. So it's mitzad the koina, you're fully empowered to do it, just like your marshal, a painter, a lakhtadur. What he needs to do is paint, he's fully empowered to do. If I'll get in his way and put a bar in his way, beseda. But levaisa, what he needs to do, he's capable of doing 100%. He doesn't need me to hold his ladder while he paints. He doesn't need me to help him on his pula. So his pula is, he's fully in charge and control of his pula. So that, I can't be chayza.
I made him shliach to sell for me also, right? So he's fully empowered now to sell everything.
In which
now
case?
Right. He's not coming back to me. He's making the kinyan.
But I need that.
He's fully empowered. Him.
Correct. But no, buddy. But he needs my koyach hashlichus, my das.
That's my koyach hashlichus.
No, the word is, he needs my avada. I gave it, but I'm a lot of, I could. That Beis Shalom says, that's not a chazor. I can take out my, that's not what he has to do. What he has to do is sell. How is he capable of selling? Because he has my das mishaleh. I don't have to continually give him that das mishaleh.
I continue selling my house. I don't have to sell my house.
You're right, you don't have to sell your house. But Lamai Segret, his job, he is capable of performing his job alone. And he, glad I could torpedo it in a different way. But he, what he was hired to do, he's capable of doing in Gansen. Even if you're sleeping, but it is a das makna, right? So there's a shlichus there. So I could stop that mina shlichus. I have no problem. He mevata that mina shlichus. But that chelik shlichus is not his pu'ula. His pu'ula is that. I could take that away. So to the extent, I could take away what I contributed to the deal. You need me on the deal. I don't want to contribute that. You can't force me to contribute that, Bal Kochi. So lechayr it's cholak. So what was his tushel to the Rama and to the Nadiv Yud? The lechayr it's not a good tushel. And lechayr it's cholak. And the Rosh is very geshmak. I mean, you can say like the Beis Shleim in the Beis Shleim's case, but to say it here needs a beer. The room is going 12:45. Ooh, wah. Rabbanu Shalom. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, fine. So I'm going to just. The Rabbi Rabbi says, please don't. I guess try not to ask any questions because I'm not going to finish. I'm not even close to finishing. All right. The Nadiv Yud. And a different part, the Nadida is masik on the Ramah, at the Etzem Din of the Ramah, like I said before, the Ramah introduces a second shatchan, and Nadida says, what do you mean, that second shatchan poldois, he's meshachnei the moicha to be mavato on his sinner, and to carry through with the deal. So if he's meshachnei the moicha, vada, the second guy is very important ingredient here. He did sarsaris, the first guy didn't do a full sarsaris, why are you paying the first guy the full amount? So the Nadida, you only give him whatever it is, kamask, whatever it is, you only give him a chelik of the sarsaris. What in the world does the Nadiv Yudah want? Let's say Nadiv is right. He's right, 100%. The second guy did it. It wasn't Beramoyes. Everything was legit. But Vaz Vila, the first guy brought me the buyer. It was Meshachnei to buy. There was a problem that I had with myself and my Midas that I didn't want to sell to my Sinai. Someone came along and told me to do Tshuva and fix my Midas, and I fixed it. So now the Rav who gave me Musa, the Shabbat Shuva Josh, is the broker? What does he want? A broker is to find a buyer, be meshachnei a buyer, be mamsi a buyer. Vasatis with the seller, I'm the seller, Baruch Hashem, I can take care of myself. What does the Nadiv Yudah want? I want to know, what would be if the table would be like a painter, right? So the painter comes to me and he tells me he wants to paint my house lavender. I say, no, lavender, I really don't like the color lavender. He wants to paint with satin. I don't like satin. And then, you know, I speak to my neighbors, and he says, you're crazy, satin's so nice, and lavender's so beautiful, your mamish will enjoy, you'll be able to learn Ruach Dig in the house if you get lavender. So I go back to him, you're right, okay, fine, go ahead with lavender. So my neighbor is the painter, or the painter's the painter? Who's the painter? He painted, he did the job. The guy who convinced me to go through with the deal is not the painter. The broker is to bring a buyer and be mamti a buyer. So he was mamti the buyer. The fact that the second guy... So the second guy, what the second guy? The second guy worked on my midah, so why? Elamai, you see from the Nadiv Yudah Achidish, is that the Nadiv Yudah holds that a broker's job is not only to find a buyer, not only to be meshachnei a buyer, not only to make sure the buyer closes mimamti the koina, but also to make sure that I go through with the deal. To convince me, he has a dual job. He's a seller's broker and a buyer's broker at once. I know it might be illegal in New Jersey, but he's have to disclose it. He's a dual job. He has to make sure that I also want to carry through with the deal. He's going to go through with the deal as well. That, yeah, me too. Emkinim advarim, if that's what's mavu in the Nadi B'Yudo, so emkinim advarim, then it's very geschmacked in the Beish Leima, going back to the Beish Leima. Beish Leima says as far as calls man, you need me in the deal. And I don't want to play ball, I don't want to contribute, and I could always stop you in your tracks, and I'm allowed to be chesva katsayim as well. To the extent that the Rebbe learned Sarsis differently than I understood it. He learned that Sarsis includes convincing the higher, convincing the Meshalehach, the Baal HaBayis, to be convinced to sell as well. So then it's very good. So the Baal HaBayis would say, yeah, great shidduch, but I don't really, I like the nose. Or great shidduch, but I don't like the foot. I don't like the, I could, every person you give me, I can say I don't like it. So to the extent that I have the ability not to be maskim, I'm not meshuchna. To the extent you need me to play ball, so you need me in your pula. So back to Beish Leima, right, you need me. I'm not going to be crazy. Tak, you're doing a great job. Continue doing. Find more buyers. Find everything. Just, I'm telling you now, just I'm not really going to be maskim to anything you will ever bring me. But continue. I'm not being crazy on your malacha. Continue and do whatever you want. So to the extent I'm in control here to prevent you from carrying through with the deal, so I have a right to be crazy with chatzai hayam as well. So Nadi B'Yudah is very geschmack. In other words, in the Rosh, L'chari, you don't have to learn like that. Where's the Nadi B'Yudah coming from? The Nadi L'chari coming from the Rosh himself. Because the Rosh came with a Svara, and the Rosh said that the reason why, Zok the Rosh, the reason why you have to pay Sarsis Arishan is because there was Ramoyis. The case was, you found me a buyer, I told you he's my Sainé, and then I turned around and sold him myself. So the Rosh, I have to pay him because Ramoyis. If I sold him the Rosh, had it not been Ramoyis, if I really held at the time he was my Sainé and I couldn't deal with the guy, and then later on I worked on my Midas, it sounds like from the Rosh, that I wouldn't have to pay him. So it's Manduik like the Nadi B'Yudah as well, that you see, L'chayra, that you need me to be part of the deal. I'm also the equation to the deal. To be Meshuchna, I'm a Meila, Kozman, it's legit. So Mamela, you didn't do your job. I have a right to back out. I mean, we're not going to have time. I'm sure the Olam saw, but the Truvus Ramesha has a whole different pshat in the Rosh. But Oifin, that's not what the Rosh means. But Oifin, that at the end of the day, yes, the Ramesha holds that it blibes like a regular poor, chetz b'chatzi ayoyim. And even if it was legit b'shas maisa, that it was takad sinna, and it was 100% legit, Lamai Sigaret, Seifer Shadav, I ended up selling to this buyer, and that came from the first house. So Avad, I'll have to pay the first house of the money. This is a cremation. I wanted to suggest a different pshat in the remote, also, I don't think we're going to have time for. That would answer the Nadi B'Yudah's kasha as well. Why in the world did the remote have to come on to having a second broker for? The Rosh doesn't say it. And I think that the reason is because had the attack not been for the second broker, Avada Enachanam, even if there was no Ramois, Avada, I'd be chayv to pay the Tzar Sarishan. B'Maloi, even without the Vod Ramois, that's not the Vod. And I think it's Poshiv, just throw out a throw to the Elam, it's Poshiv, Mishpat Shalom already touches on it, is that a job of a broker is to bring the two sides together to the point that the deal could be finished. Sometimes we need him, mamish, to carry me all the way to the end, and sometimes not. You have a shatkan. Maybe after the third day, the fourth day, whatever it is, I don't even know what they do today, but whatever it is, at that point, they tell the shatkan, you know, it's nice, we could do it ourselves, and they finish up by themselves. So shatkan's not a shatkan, because the parties finish it by themselves. The shatkan brought the two parties to have enough meeting of the minds that they could finish up by themselves. So if you brought me the deal and I just had sinner and I worked on my sinner and then I theorized the deal, so you brought me the deal to the point that we're able to finish the deal ourselves. So even though Bishas Maisa, it wasn't Ramois, it was real sinner, nevertheless, Avad, I'd be chayv to pay this person even if there's no Ramois. That's why the Ramois had a Bedavka Chapon, the second person. We're not going to have time to explain, but there's a cheshman here. But at the end of the day, just to understand what a poil is, like the Rosh, a poil, a shatkin, a sariser is, get me a buyer, be my shachnei a buyer, and make sure that he buys. That's the Rosh. Nothing to do with the seller. And like the Nadi B'Yudah, he's moisif, all that, plus and make sure I'm also masking to sell to that buyer. That's also part of your job, to get me to sell as well. And if he does, he's chayiv, his whole sarceris. And like the Nedibirdo, no, he has a right to be back out because you need me part of the deal. And Mamela, you have the Beishleim as far. So Mamela, you'll be able to be chayiv b'chatzi ayayim. What's the nafka mina rabbi? So here's where I'm. Want to bring this out. It's not just semantics on Chaz v'chatzayam, but as a practical nafkaminas as well. There's a chubis panim iris in Chelik Beis HaMachimol. Case was like this. A chosin is in Eretz Yisrael, and the kal is from New York. And I'm a shatran. All variations where the shatran lives. Let's say the shatran lives on the moon, so he doesn't live anywhere, whatever it is. And he makes the shidduch. In Eretz Yisrael, they give for shatran is a nice cake. And in America, in New York, they'll give shatkanis $1,000, $2,000. A wealthy Jew gives more, whatever it is. Let's just say $1,000. He gives $1,000 for shidduch. Each side gives $1,000. That's the shkat shatkanis. So the shaila is, what each side has to pay this shatkan? Zok to ponamiris, that a yois, the malach you did for the chosin was in New York. You convinced the kala to marry him. The kala's from New York, so you convince a kala in New York to marry this chosin in Israel. So the chosin is going to have to pay you the New York price of shatchanis, $1,000. Mashayin came, the kala, where do you do the malacha for the kala? In Eretz Israel. You convince a chosin who's living in Eretz Israel to do the malacha. So the kala will have to give you a nice cake too, because he's a shatchanis, you brought me a chosin, you'll have to pay the schar shatchanis like in Eretz Israel. Because the pool of the chosin was in America, and the pool of the kala was in Eretz Yisrael. As I talked about him here, then he falls away for a zayt cheshbonis. Now, for now, Ramesh Shigad has a tshuva as well, and goes with the same type of svara. This chilek lo halak ha-maisen chilek bezen and zayin, that the chosin will pay the mokum ha-kala, and the kala will pay the rate of the mokum ha-chosin. L'chayit mavu like the tshuva sarash. That my din of a shatkin is to give the pearl to Mashachne, the other side. That's the whole pool. If you learn like the Noda Yehuda, that the pool is the meaning of the mind, Lashvas Daitam, Mashachne, the chosin, to marry the kala, Mashachne, the kala, to marry the chosin. So I did my pool for both of them in both places. For the chosin, I convinced the chosin and the kala, and for the kala, I convinced the kala and the chosin. So I was doing both. So I should have to give me a half a cake and $1,000. I don't know, we'll do both, figure out a cheshbon. But the formula that the Panamiris and the Ramosha gives is not correct. Elamai, you see that they also learn that the whole job of the Saris is the other side. Lamai cigarette. What would be in such a case? I'm going to fear ice with this, running out of time. What would be if Maisim B'choyoyim, I was involved in such a shidduch, and my shidduch alone worked like this, is that there's a shatchan mitzad ha-chosin, and there's a shatchan mitzad ha-kalo. My shatkin wasn't so well with the tzad ha-kala, but knew someone who was, so called up the uncle of the kala, and that uncle dealt with the kala, and my rabbi dealt with me. That was the case. So l'chayra, what should be the shatchanis? So if you learn like the Rosh, Panamiris, Rav Moshe, all that, the halacha should be that I should pay the kala's uncle, because that's who I needed to convince the kala to put up with my Nairish Gaitin. The kala should have to pay my Rebbe, right, for convincing me to marry the kala. That's how it should have been, right? That's look how it should be. Like the Nedib Yehuda, maybe I'll pay the bulk there and a little bit this way. Maybe I'll pay half and half. I don't know where the cutting line in Nedib Yehuda is. I need both chalakim. I don't know which one's more ick. But look, it should be something like that. But Maisim B'choyim Rabbi say that in the 21st century, it's not like that. Even in the 20th century, it's not like that. The way it works is that the chosin pays the shatkin mitzad chosin, and the kala pays the shatkin mitzad kala. V'na'apichu, not like anybody. And when you're down maskils and goyimis, which is mais and b'choyom, all these shaylis, everything in the poiskim is mamish kedreit. It's whatever it says there, you have to do mamish inverted, because you're paying the person who convinced you, nothing to do with the other side, and she's paying the person who convinced her, nothing to do with you. And it comes to us, the din shatchanim ben sarsa is not like the Rosh, and not like the Nadibi, it's the other extreme. You're hiring somebody to convince you to sell. And that's why in New Jersey, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a seller's agent and a buyer's agent. So I don't know how it works in terms of percentage, because sometimes it all comes out of the commission of the seller. But the seller's agent, Yeah, okay, let's put a whole New Jersey for the time being. But the Maisa Gered, if it's true that the buyer, at least by a Shidduch, that the Chosim pays Mitzad HaChosim to be convinced to marry, and the Kala pays Mitzad HaKala to be convinced to marry, then Zochinu Ledin, that the Neid B'Yud is 100% right. That the Beis Shleim is 100% right. That it's not just Grad I could intercept. You need me fully. I'm at least a major part of your job description. It's me. And I'm not playing ball. Gesundheit keep on sending me names, but I'm not playing ball. I am not going to say yes to any of your names. But Gesundheit, try to convince me. I'll meet you in anywhere where you want. We'll talk about the Shidduch. But I'm not masking. It's not gonna, so I'm not being crazy. You could keep on going. But it's an exercise of futility. So Mamela Zok to Beis Shleim, it's going to come out. It's 100% right that it could be chosen whenever I want. And I won't have to pay. No, it means zechino ledin that the neidu is right in halacha, even though maybe not lav mitamei in ganzen, but zechino ledin that he's right, that it could be chayzeh v'chatzi ayoyim, and it's not a problem, and I won't have to pay him. It's not a problem. Maybe I have terumas like the neidu that says, all right, so we ran out of time.